Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Live and Learn. Today, we are discussing a topic that is very important to both of us. We will be having a very educated guest join us to offer some more advice about nutrition and diets in college.
And this topic is very important to both of us because we both have food intolerances, and being gluten-free can be super expensive, and it's hard to find good alternatives for many different foods. We're just looking forward to learning more about this.
Welcome, Mrs. Pauls. Could you tell us what you do for a living?
Sure. I am a teacher of family and consumer sciences, and a lot of times people don't know what that means, but it's basically teaching kids things about life, nutrition, and parenting and child development and those kind of things.
Awesome. I know I took some of your classes and I really like them. What was your experience as a college student trying to maintain healthy eating habits and a good diet?
I think for me in college, I was in a sorority, and I was in a sorority until I moved out into an apartment. So I had my meals prepared for me, and then I had to start preparing meals. I think I might be a little different in the sense that when I was growing up, my parents were divorced, and I ended up living with my dad from ninth grade through high school. And so really, he only cooked on Sunday. That was kind of his thing. And otherwise, me and my sister and brother were responsible for creating our own meals for the most part. And so I really did get a lot of experience personally in that. So when I transitioned from the sorority over into living on my own, it wasn't a huge transition. I didn't have like really bad experiences cooking because I'd already done that when I was younger, right?
Yeah.
So the sorority, I think you just had to pick and choose what you chose to eat, right? So I didn't say that right. But anyway, you had to pick and choose what you ate because they would do, like if it was teriyaki or stir fry or whatever, you really had to watch quantities. I think that's a huge learning curve is understanding, if you stop all your sports in high school and you go to college and you're really, you know, walking back and forth from classes about your only exercise.
15. Freshman 15.
Yeah. It's about that sedentary life because you start having to do a lot of computer work and a lot of reading. And
you're not growing.
Yes.
Or for girls anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And so that, I think, quantity was a big deal to figure out. And then on Saturdays and at lunch, it was just kind of a smorgasbord, so you could really pick anything. And so it was also easy to choose more fat-laced foods or
junk food
type. And, you know, when you're stressed, those foods are what feed you anyway. That's your comfort.
Yeah.
And so those are the things I was cautious of. But I definitely put on freshman 15. I would say nutritionally, you know, you can't ignore the fact that alcohol becomes a part of a college student's life. Whether they partake in it or not, it's an option now that it wasn't necessarily an option at home. And so that adds empty calories. I know my nutrition teacher talked about she followed the volleyball team around because the coach could not figure out why his girls were gaining weight, even though they had all this regimen about, you know, exercising and all this. And she followed them into the dorms, which is where most of them lived, and they were drinking their calories. They all had like three or four huge glasses of Kool-Aid, and you know, so those empty calories can really add up, and so that's another caution.
So was it harder to stay consistent with when you moved out of the sorority? Was it hard to stay consistent with I don't know, keeping up with your diet or remembering to cook food because the workload in college is so heavy? So was it difficult to remember to eat?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're just going to forget to eat.
Right.
Or
I do that all the time.
Yeah, but was it difficult to, like, manage the meals and the schoolwork and a social life?
I think at that point, so for me, it was I took 5 years to go through college. And so for me, it was that 4.5 year mark.
Mm-hmm.
No, 3.5 year mark. So, and in a sorority, a lot of times the upperclassmen aren't living in anyway. So I don't mean to take away from your question, but I was older. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It wasn't like I was just 18 or 19 mm-hmm. and decided to move into an apartment.
Right.
So the answer is yes and no. So yes, because when you're really doing a project or working and you're on campus, mm-hmm. the chances are you're just going to grab whatever is available right there. Mm-hmm. And I remember espresso and lattes and all those were huge just coming on the market mm-hmm. then. Yeah. And so it was really easy to just go get a coffee and a bagel or a mm-hmm. coffee and a donut or whatever at the little sub coffee shop. But otherwise, I didn't ever pack lunches, but I tried to arrange my schedule mm-hmm. so that I would be home for lunch mm-hmm. and then go back to campus for the afternoon and then be home for dinner. Mm-hmm. I would say while I was in the sorority, however, weekends, again, they didn't cook food for us. It was leftovers and kind of... So ordering midnight pizzas... That was huge. Tempting. That was definitely part of my 15 pounds of college.
So in the sorority, did you guys take turns making the meals? Or did you have someone cook?
No, you actually have a cook.
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't know that.
In a sorority. And then, ironically enough, the guys from fraternities, I guess they could be off campus, but it's typically fraternity guys, mm-hmm. are called hashers. And so they're the ones that do all the dishes, and they you just had to take our plate up to the little window, and they did everything else. We were totally spoiled. Yeah, yeah.
It's funny.
It's a good way to meet girls, though, to be a hasher.
So, how can we prepare meals as college students? Do you think?
Okay, so I will say this as a here and now time frame mm-hmm. because my daughter is in college mm-hmm. and lives in the dorms. My boys are too, but they live in their own apartments. Yeah. And I think dorm cooking is a real thing. Like, that's mm-hmm. important to know. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, microwave is important for a lot of easy meal prep. But she also does an air fryer.
Okay.
And I got her an air fryer that also, it's a steamer. So it can be a rice cooker. It can be, it has like 7 functions. And so she actually has reduced her meal plan mm-hmm. at the dorms. And she is doing more of meal prep, like on Sundays or whatever. And she'll do meal prep, especially for lunches. Because if your schedule, mm-hmm. it seriously does not allow for anything but mm-hmm. eating something on the way to walking to another class. Yeah. Which was her last semester. She really tried to prep for that because the lines at the food court are huge, right?
It's a lot of time.
Yeah, so and I would say, and especially for specialized diets, you really have to take it on yourself.
Yeah.
I know there are some students here that return home for the weekend and do all their food prep with their parents and everything, and then they take packed meals back. Mm-hmm. So really for them, it's about a microwave and a refrigerator, right? So I would say a refrigerator is also another one. And it depends on where you live because there's certain rules that you can and can't have certain things mm-hmm. in your room, especially if they're, it's usually the fire department like that'll determine heaters and such.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of talked about this already, but like food hall meals versus like preparing our own meals, mm-hmm. like, I mean, food hall is convenient, but preparing is healthier. So which do we have a good balance of that, or we should just do one or the other, or what's your opinion on that?
I think that the convenience of having that food court, like I said about the espresso and, mm-hmm. and stuff when I was going to school, mm-hmm. It really is super convenient to be able to go in. And have you been to LCSC during, like, for an event that they had you have lunch
there,
too?
So.
Yeah,
we
have. It was really busy.
Okay, it's really busy, but I honestly believe that was only because we, like, bombarded them.
Yeah.
But they have a salad bar. They have pastas or sandwiches. And you can always get a sandwich without bread, right?
Yeah.
With a lettuce wrap. Or you can choose the hamburger without the bun or mm-hmm. so I think that it's a little bit of both because you can definitely get that lunch plan so you don't have to leave campus during lunch. It's really more convenient and you just eat what you know is right. And mm-hmm. every now and then, if you want to, you know, get an ice cream cone or get yeah. something else, yeah. Then you do that because it's still available. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're making good choices. And I think sometimes we're not aware of the choices that we're making because maybe it's in the vending machine at school. Yeah. And you're like, well, why would they serve us anything that isn't
yeah.
Healthy? And I'll use Gatorade as an example. Yeah. So if Gatorade is available, for some reason, the dietary restrictions have said, for schools, have said, oh, Gatorade's okay, but pop mm-hmm. isn't. Mm-hmm. Or diet pop is okay. Yeah. And the truth is, diet pop is not okay because of the sweeteners yeah. that are used. But Gatorade is not okay either. So when you're making, and that has to do with all the extra electrolytes. Mm-hmm. So if you're not actually mm-hmm. engaged in physical activity and sweating, you're not needing to replace your electrolytes. Yeah. What kid is sitting in class yeah. that needs that, right? So that's something that I think schools have done that skews kids' thought
so
process.
Just because okay. it's available doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. So and it's about point. Balancing. Yeah. So yeah. if you know that you're going to go and run after school, after your classes, and you're going to go do whatever, and you want to grab a Gatorade while you're at the lunch facility, okay. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. you have a purpose for that, and you know that you will be right. sweating, and you'll be using that later
right,
to
yeah.
replenish yourself.
So just be aware.
Don't just buy
yep.
it. Just
and there's because. Lots of choices. Okay. That's what's yeah. and I will say because we go and take Gretchen to school and mm-hmm. We eat at the facility and everything. Schools have done a lot better job of having gluten-free options,
okay.
dairy-free options. Anything that is part of that, of the typical, mm-hmm. And that, you know, nut free and all sorts of stuff. So okay. they've really stepped it up
that's
in that
wow,
regard.
That was one of our next questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Was, yeah, like how they comply with, allergies of students and everything. So is it like common amongst all colleges,
yeah.
do you think, or?
Oh, I would say, yeah, because if you thought about it just in terms of our nutrition class, mm-hmm. yeah. We had 25 kids in there or whatever.
Yeah.
I had to monitor that for every recipe.
Yeah.
And it's just something that everybody's doing. Now, I'm not saying that Asotin's cafeteria is doing that
yeah.
because it's relatively small. But when you're
yeah.
serving thousands of people
yeah.
every day and every college student coming in nowadays,
mm-hmm.
they're, you know, every third, I would guess,
yeah.
would have some sort of...
It's a lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm. Allergy or need. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they have to meet that. Otherwise, their food program will go under because
mm-hmm,
literally
yeah.
they wouldn't have half of their kids being able to come
yeah,
in and eat.
I actually
true.
Didn't know that because we're like in like you said, our small school that offers mm-hmm. nothing
right.
for like day one
or
gluten
no.
free
yeah.
or she's dairy free.
Mm-hmm.
They don't offer like hardly anything for us to eat. So we're like panicking going into college. There's going to be nothing for us to eat.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to keep up with
correct.
Our diet and blah, 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 blah. So
I would also add that my advice to any senior, well, starting
mm-hmm.
junior, even go to the school that you want
mm-hmm.
to
okay.
apply to.
Yeah.
Whichever ones. I'm not saying you have to apply to them. A lot of them have waived their application fees now,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
go because that's the kind of thing you'll figure out.
Yeah.
Not only when you go on the campus do you feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, I go to WSU and I'm like, nope, doesn't it doesn't
yeah,
feel
doesn't
right
feel
to me.
Right.
I go to U of I and I'm like, oh, I'm home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and I grew up in Boise, and so when I'd go to the BSU campus,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
It wasn't just because it was BSU.
Yeah.
It just didn't
feel
homey
yeah,
and
yeah.
right. So when you go visit these campuses,
mm-hmm.
number one, you want to make sure it feels right to
mm-hmm.
you and that they offer the education that you'll need. But then second to that, as far as home, you really have to get into their cafeteria system and
yeah.
understand what kind of things
I feel like that's
you can only
no
learn
really
so much on the website.
Either.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, that's a
yeah.
good point because you're gonna spend most of your time there. Honestly,
yeah.
you have
it's
to eat
a lot of time.
You have
yeah.
to eat. You want to do the last one?
So, how do we incorporate budgeting into grocery shopping? Or
while
how
you're
you...
a college student?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say that the beauty of doing a plan with a school is it's
mm-hmm.
prepaid
yeah.
like that just is part of your tuition. It's just your package. So if that works out financially, then that's convenient because then you're only really mm-hmm. dealing with breakfast and dinner, and maybe not even dinner, depending on the plan you get. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of make some choices about that with your parents and determine if that's something you want, especially if you have to take a loan out. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to take a loan out for food?
Yeah.
And for a lot of kids and parents, it's just peace of mind. It's like,
yeah.
You will be able to eat mm-hmm. whenever, and mm-hmm. it's best
yeah,
for us.
Worth it, yeah.
Yeah. Budgeting for apartment food, well, mm-hmm. or even dorm food if you're, like we do for my daughter right now. She has an on-campus job, and mm-hmm. so she looks at her salary first,
yeah.
and then she determines how much of that she wants to put towards food. Now, she mm-hmm. does not have any dietary restrictions, mm-hmm. And we both know that dairy-free is
yeah.
challenging.
Yeah.
Corn is like one of the worst allergies you can have. You can hardly eat anything that's yeah. packaged, mm-hmm. right? But that kind of goes to the fact that if you are just eating whole foods, you're in the vegetable section and you're in the meat section or the canned meat, because
yeah.
that's
yeah.
far more convenient yeah. for dorm life. Of course, if you have an apartment, you mm-hmm. can
right. yeah.
do the gamut. But I would just say it really is based on how much money you have to spend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of kids are like, oh, I'll just eat top ramen for
yeah.
everything.
Buy the 36-pack from Costco.
Yeah, but the reality is top ramen is not giving you
mm-hmm.
any nutrients that are, I mean, your body can do a lot of amazing things internally to take the nutrients that you do give it
right.
to make you work, but you're... Mm-hmm. You add on the stress of being a student, and the reality is you are going to lose your health pretty quick. You're going to be sick a lot,
yeah.
which mm-hmm. puts even more stress because you'll miss class, or you don't miss class and you just sit there and you're in a fog. And,
yeah.
yeah.
And professors ask for a doctor's note now.
Like, oh, they, really?
Yeah. It is. That amazed me. I'm like, who are they to
yeah,
ask
yeah.
that? But
it's not high school.
yeah. But they will not excuse anything unless you bring
really?
A doctor's note in. And a lot of times there's a campus medical center,
yeah.
and so you can just swing by there, and they'll usually tell you have bronchitis or whatever. But, but you know, so I would say budget-wise, you just really have to go with what your family has determined
mm-hmm.
is your budget.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get an on-campus job that, like, Gretchen sits at a computer lab, she gets all of her homework done. It's pretty sweet. She changes the paper in the printer every now and then. That helps a lot because that gives you some of that financial freedom
mm-hmm.
to be
yeah.
able to make more expensive choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to get on that Sunday, you know, you go shopping and get some chicken breasts and some other things and then cook
mm-hmm.
them right then, and then you just slip them into your little fridge.
Yeah.
Then that makes a big difference for you for being able to eat more healthily.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get the bigger pack, of course, then you're
right.
saving money
better,
anyway.
Yeah.
Or if you can drive to your parents and unload some of their freezer food.
yeah. Well, I think that
That's,
wraps it up
yeah.
for us. We just want to thank you for coming on here
thank
and sharing
you.
All your good knowledge.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
I miss having you two in class.
I know.
Yeah.
I miss having one of your classes.
Thank you, Mrs. Paul.
You're welcome.
We really enjoyed having Mrs. Pauls on the podcast, and it was really interesting hearing about all of her stories from her sorority and all of the new things we learned about the hall. Was it called campus food?
Yeah, campus
hall
yeah.
food.
Yeah. I just thought that she was probably one of the best people to talk to because
yeah.
we took a few of her classes, or actually just one.
Actually, yeah.
We took her food and nutrition class, but she was always educated
mm-hmm.
and
very educated.
What she had to say and what she taught. So I think we were able to learn a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I didn't know, like the college is offering like
yeah.
food allergy friendly options.
I thought we were gonna have to go out and buy all of our own food and everything.
Right, yeah. Because Taylor and I, like we said before, we're both gluten free
yeah.
or have intolerances. She's dairy free, so we're
mm-hmm.
like, geez, it's gonna be more difficult, more expensive.
Yeah.
But I think that she really just cleared that up for us, and
yeah,
we were able to take a lot of... yeah, we took a lot from that episode. But just...
Gonna go invest in an air fryer.
Literally. Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode, and be sure to tune in next Friday for our next one.